That was from the lab.
Benson, seal off all the exits. Get a detail of men down here.
Right, sir.
Doctor! Doctor! Doctor, good grief! Can you hear me?
Close off the lab, at once. Nobody inside.
Somebody's just run out.
Close off the lab and get an ambulance here.
Sergeant Benton, I was going to the lab. I heard gunfire and came up here.
The doctor's been injured. I'm calling an ambulance. You're to wait in the brigadier's office, Miss Smith.
Oh, no. How is he? Is the gunman still down there?
Miss, I'll tell you the doctor's condition as soon as I know. Now, please, go into the office and wait for the brigadier.
Yes, all right. Where is it? It must be that big reel-to-reel. I can just fit that reel into my purse. And there's a fresh reel. I'll fit it onto the machine. This is Sarah Jane. I've destroyed the tape message reel. The doctor was putting a message on it when I found him. I'm putting the listening device on the framed picture of the headquarters in Geneva that hangs in the brigadier's office. Sergeant Benton, is the doctor all right?
You need to stay here for your own safety, Miss Smith. The shooter is still on the grounds.
Is he alive, Mr. Benton?
Yes. He said he never got a look at the bloke who did it, even though he was shot full-facing.
I want to go be with him.
I'm sorry, miss. Nobody is allowed to leave for any reason. But the doc could very well pull through. You know him.
Yes. Yes, I know him.
Miss Smith, I'll have somebody bring you tea as soon as I get a moment.
Well, has she done it?
She shot him, but he's still alive. She's got the listening device in place in the brigadier's office, Mr. Heilers.
Give me those headphones.
I went down to see the doctor. I heard gunfire and ran back to the main level. Then I heard men say it was the doctor. Please, will he live?
Frankly, I wish that I could tell you. But I fear that you have betrayed my trust, Miss Smith. Did you leak that story to the tabloids?
No, I did not. I would not do that.
How did you find out that there were more bodies then?
I can't reveal that source to you.
Do you realize that I could have you locked up for the duration of this investigation? This is a national tragedy.
I haven't harmed your case. I never leaked that information.
I cannot tell you the doctor's status, because I cannot take the risk of trusting you.
I have never abused your confidence in me.
You ought to go to your flat and stay there.
That's not fair. That's not wise.
It is my decision and nobody else's. I don't care how valuable your help has been in the past. I am not allowing you out of my sight, figuratively anyway. You will stay close to home.
Goodbye then, Brigadier.
You'll do as I say, or I shall bring you back here.
The Brigadier suspects her.
Would she betray Worldy Health?
Be quiet, I want to listen.
Is Miss Smith all right, sir?
Oh, who knows? It was probably a mistake to just let her go. You have two men with the doctor.
Yes, sir, and the medics have taken him right to surgery. But the shooter is gone. Whoever he was, he must have gotten right away. The doctor couldn't give you any description at all?
He was conscious for a good half a minute by the time I got to him. I asked him. 3 times, if you can believe it, and then he said he didn't know. Like he was dazed.
Maybe that was the shock, sir.
He didn't want to tell me. You know him. He's so blasted egotistical. He's lying there shot and bleeding, but he won't tell me until he's ready. And we've got a blasted shooter out there somewhere.
You don't think he did it to himself somehow, like a clumsy accident? The doctor wouldn't want to admit to that.
No, he wouldn't. But there was no gun, and when I went round the workbench and got down to get a look at the doctor, I'm certain that somebody ran out. We'll see how he gets through surgery, and then I'll try to get a rational answer from him.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to the hospital. We can look through these books that were sent to us while we wait for word on the doctor.
Surgery call for Dr. Smith.
This book is unbelievable, sir. I think it's ridiculous.
The 10 rules of developing manhood. 1, insist that your son participate in athletics. Otherwise, he will become effeminate.
Here's one from my book. Teach your son to want to win. I taught my boy to play to win. I was approached by a chocolatier in the United States. He was somewhat effeminate and less than a man. He came to me with his dainty voice and he said, "You strike me as being a very poor loser. Is that true?" I looked at him, paused a moment, and answered, "I don't know, I've never lost."
"How about this? Make your son play with guns, cars, baseballs, basketballs, and footballs. Invariably, when I see effeminate young men, they relate to me that they played a lot with girls and never learned proper male aggression."
"This is the clincher, sir. When my son David was just 5 years old, I got a ball, went out in the yard, rolled him grounders. I promised him a shilling for every one he could catch. He didn't make a single shilling. I pitched them too hard. They bounced up and hit him in the chest, in the nose, in the head, and in the shoulder. He came in bruised and broken, but he was more of a man."
"I'll pass these books over to the police. They probably have a psychologist who can review them for us."
"Right, sir."
"It's a load of what my puritanical old granny would have called stuff and nonsense. Hylas has money, influence, and an army of devoted young people as his sales staff. Is he inculcating them with some insane way of life?"
"Is it a cult, sir?"
"If it is, it's a cult with 25 dead bodies on its grounds. I'll take these books and contact the Met."
"I just wonder, sir, who sent these books to
us?" "I'm not sure, Benton. Somebody wants us to understand the thinking of Jack Hylas. Not prepared to say who that might be."
"It seems like it would have to be somebody from inside Royalty House."
"Yes, you would think so."
"Has anybody come into the Brigadier's office yet?"
"No, Mr. Hylas. It's still quiet."
"The Hospital of St. Nicholas has just severed all ties with Royalty House. Those newspapers have ruined us with their headlines."
"Is there love, sir?"
"Let me tell you something. We have a few problems here. But if those hospital people are trying to say that every single Royalty House salesman is some sort of monster who preys on children, well, they're painting with too broad of a brush."
"Oh, yes, sir. We got a lot of fine folk out there putting in an honest day's work every single day of the week. All 7 of them.
Only a small minority ever lifted a hand against any children. And you listen to me."
"Yes, Mr. Hylas."
"Our average for abusing children is right at the national average. Nobody can say we're worse than anybody else. So a child or two was harmed here. That happens in other places too, you know."
"Our desire to harm children is certainly no greater than the national average.
There are child predators among chewing gum processors and candy cane distributors and even in the taffy industry."
"Oh, right you are, sir."
"So it's only mindless persecution of us and hatred of chocolate that makes Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart and that doctor and the police in London come after us. They just hate decent folk that work hard with chocolate."
"That they do, sir, and there's no mistaking it.
Now, I want that journalist that Sarah Jane Smith brought to me. I'll show her I'm a decent person. She should never have interfered with the big boys. She's got this coming to her."
"She deserves whatever you do to her, Mr. Hylas."
"By the time I've finished with her, she'll agree that this is a lovely place and we're lovely, gentle, decent, upright people. And if she doesn't come out and say it, she'll never be heard from again. Now go find her."
"Oh, Mr. Hylas, the Brigadier's come back into his office.
Give me the headphones. Go bring Sarah Jane Smith in."
"So you've let the men know that the surgeons have given the doctor a good prognosis. He should pull through."
"Yes, sir."
"I passed those books from Jack Hylas over to a psychologist at the Met. She may be able to guide us."
"Do you have any orders for me, sir?"
"We still cannot justify getting onto the grounds at Royalty House openly, but we need to take a second look at them."
"You think they are behind the mass death, sir?"
"I think it's possible. I wonder about going in undercover. We may have to risk it."
"But we would need police clearance to send in an undercover agent."
"I know that, man! What else are we going to do? Sit here and let more children be killed? We must get to the bottom of this."
"Should we call in the mask, sir?"
"Yes, I was thinking of him. The very person. I've secured the Royalty House guest list for the next several weeks. We can swap the mask in as an invited guest."
"But can we get him on such short notice?"
"Yes, I think so. He's always keen to work for us, and he's the best at getting in and getting out of a tight spot."
"The only way to reach the mask is over the secret line, sir."
"All right, see to it, will you? I'll be down shortly to verify the assignment."
"Get out of here. I'm not to be disturbed."
"We have the girl. She came to us."
"Come in."
I did what you asked, please. Give me the chocolate you promised."
"Give you the chocolate? You shot the doctor. You never killed him. He's alive.
Sarah Jane Smith, you are a person who was useful for a while, but your usefulness is short-lived. Where's that revolver?"
Here it is, David."
"You two, get out. You're finished, Sarah. Any last words?"
"Why did you kill those children?"
"I didn't kill those children. One boy was killed. A whinging brat like you. About the same size, in fact. Stephen."
"What did he do?"
"He defied me, like you."
"And so you abused him and killed him?"
"I didn't kill him. He just died. He died rather than obey.
He did it. I didn't do it. But the others, all those bodies, what happened to them?
You'll be joining them in a moment. Ask them when you see them.
You believe in heaven, don't you? I believe in mercy.
Mercy, yes, like a woman, snuggling down and hearing soft words.
Why kill them?
I didn't kill those kids. It was them. Some of our salesmen. Fowler and Leonard and Combs. Oh, and Ballinger. And I bet that stinking Mulligan took the little girls and did them in. They did all of that, not me. The idiots.
They're predators who prey on children. It's a way of life for them. And you knew.
I knew because one of them grasped to the others about Stephen's body up on the hill. And so the dolts buried their own booty up here. Carried up the bodies in suitcases for the training sessions and buried them right here on the grounds. I didn't know anything about those bodies until the bodies were uncovered.
So do you want it in the temple or between the eyes? I don't care. You've won at last. I've nearly killed my best friend. I can't live without the chocolate. I'm worth killing.
Don't close your eyes or I'll make you suffer first.
You thought you were something, Sarah Jane Smith, but now I'm going to show you that you're nothing. Some rubbish to throw into a dirt pit. And that's where I'm going to throw you when I'm finished.
Good day, miss. I am looking for Dr. Throgmorton.
Oh, that's me, Brigadier. I'm a police psychologist. Please, sit down. I read through the publications that you sent. I must say, I was quite alarmed. I understand that your organization works on the theory that there may be extraterrestrial life that is aware of Earth.
Well, our work is complex, Dr. Throgmorton.
I just want to know what spaceship dropped this Jack Hyler's fella off here. Boy, what a piece of work. A piece of work.
But what do you think? Do his books indicate any danger?
Well, Jack Hyler's is trying to make gender an end in and of itself. He's teaching that moral human development must stop because of gender lines, and that's problematic. He's teaching young men to look at themselves as justifiably being predators, and young women to look at themselves justifiably as prey. Neither is appropriate.
But all the books criminal.
No, but they're dangerous. He's really teaching young men to despise women, and he's teaching women never to make moral assertions. Both men and women alike must be moral players in life's game. Issues of right and wrong transcend gender. And there's one more thing.
Yes, Dr. Throgmorton.
A culture that makes gender an end, in and of itself, is always in danger of certain crimes. We see it in samurai history, in isolated Muslim cultures along the ancient Silk Road, in Nazi culture. When women cease to have value, and male dominance is given an extraordinarily high level of cultural esteem, then the incidence of men preying upon children, especially boys, increases. And that's the culture you've got at Royalty House.
Are you ready to die?
That's up to you, David. You make the decisions.
Well, now that's your first right answer. There's a reception in the Royalty House ballroom. I need an escort. I want you on my arm.
Yes, David.
Now stand there while I check the headphones one more time. I'm learning a lot from this Brigadier of yours. Don't distract me. Don't make a sound. Here, I'll put it on the speaker so you can hear it, too.
We got the undercover agent in at Royalty House, sir. The mask. He's up there now, in disguise.
Good. Maybe he can sort things out for us. He's never failed before.
But if they detect him, we're sunk, sir. You'll be ruined for disobeying orders. You'll be in disgrace.
I know that man. Be quiet. I said I would take the risk, and I will.
Do you know this undercover agent, the one they call the Mask?
I know what he looks like, but surely he'll be disguised.
How much can he change his looks?
Oh, he has a skill of applying tissue-thin layers of latex to his skin. He can give himself wrinkles, make his nose and chin look larger, alter his hair color, and even appear to have thinning hair.
You'll have to pick him out. I'm giving you an order.
Yes, David.
I'm going to unmask him. In public. That will take care of Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart. Come with me. It's time for the reception.
David, I need chocolate.
How do you ask?
May I have chocolate, please?
You'll get chocolate when I say you can have chocolate.
I don't think I can get through the reception.
Don't make me hurt you, Sarah Jane. No chocolate. Not until I say so. You have a job to do.
Do you see him?
Yes, David, he's right over there. Don't you recognize the men on either side of that tall bloke at the buffet table? Those are unit soldiers in plain clothes. Look at their haircuts, they're military.
So he's the one in the middle. People say he's a boxer.
No, that's the Mask, just posing as a boxer. He's an undercover agent. Do you see the faint line of color change along his throat? That's the latex he's applied over his face. That puffed out lower lip isn't real. That's the mask in disguise. You stay right here. You try to leave this room, I'll kill you.
Yes, David, but maybe I could have chocolate soon.
Not another word about that. I'll make you wait all the longer. Now stay here. I have something to say to you.
Are we in your way, mate?
You've been in my way ever since unit set foot on these grounds. Well, tell this to your brigadier.
Oh!
Hey, yes, man, that's Ulster Jerry, the boxing champ.
What the thunderation?
Get him, Jerry,
here,
get him. Put me down. I'm Dave Hylers. I'm the Southern Jack Hylers. I'm the plant manager.
See those lovely French windows, Mr. Plant Manager. We'll enjoy the view, you runt. Hey, let's show them, Jerry.
Come on, let's go out and take
Oh, look, he's getting up. Come on, fella.
Oh, it's turned into a free-for-all. The chocolate. One of these doors must be unlocked shortly. I know there's chocolate in these rooms. Please, please, I have to get the chocolates.
You did that on purpose.
David!
How dare you? I should have killed you right off, but this is as good a time as any.
All right, but I've defeated you.
Defeated me? What are you talking about?
From the beginning, it's been my game, not yours. You've lost. They're on to you.
What are you babbling about?
I never shot the doctor. He told me what you've done to me, that you've engineered the chocolate and caused dependency in people who are susceptible. The brigadier knew about the listening device in his office. Everything said in that office was staged. Unit's been moving in on you all along. You're finished. You killed Stephen, but Jaffe can identify the body.
Jaffe doesn't know anything.
I had a tape recorder in my pocket in the listening room. I got everything you said on tape.
Where is it?
I won't tell you. You can only kill me. I can't live any longer.
Oh, yes, you can. We're going down to the special processing area. We have wire cages in there to store the crates under lock and key. I'm going to lock you in one of those cages where you can see and smell the special chocolates, but you won't be able to get to them. And I'm going to watch you go insane, Sarah Jane Smith. If the doctor and the brigadier are wise to me, where are they? Why have they abandoned you here?
The brigadier ordered me to stay in London.
That wasn't very smart of him. He hasn't grasped how completely some people will get dependent on our chocolates. By the end of the night, you'll beg me to let you tell me where that tape recorder is. Get in that elevator.
I won't tell you. No matter what happens to me, you're finished. They know about the chocolate. They'll find the tape recorder. They'll close you down and arrest those
men. Well, you'll go before me. Not until I have the pleasure of watching you rage and cry and tear out your hair and cut your hands to ribbons as you try to claw your way out and foam at the mouth and beg on your knees for me to give you more chocolate, and I won't do it. I'm going to watch you lose your mind and your dignity. You'll be begging me for death and chocolate before the sun comes up. You're shaking already. You won't last long. And here we are. Now you can smell what you need. You're sweating. It's maddening, isn't it? Come on, then. And that's the end of you, you horrible young man.
The chocolates! I can smell them!
No, Sarah, no. No.
Please, please don't do this to me. Let me go. It's too late. It's too
late. Go on, doctor. Get her out of
here. Please, just let me get to the chocolates just to calm down. Oh, what was that?
An injection. It's going to help disassociate you from
the
cravings.
Just let me have one more dose. Please.
I'll carry you. The unit helicopter's on the green.
Doctor, the tape recorder. I had one. He told me what they did. He named the man. It's on the tape.
Where is it?
In the room where the autiste set is, behind the curtains. Oh, please. Please just let me have one more dose of chocolate.
Pilot, let's get out of here.
You can't take me away from them. Please, doctor.
Oh, I fell asleep. Oh my, I slept through the entire night. Well, that's the first time I've done that in several days. Good morning, Miss Smith.
Sarah Jane, this is Dr. Throgmorton. The brigadier has sent her down to check on you.
Yes, just a quick check now that it's been 3 days to see how you're doing. I've brought my bag. Oh my goodness, are you still here? You could make us tea. We need
yes,
some privacy.
Yes, but see here.
What an odd little place this is out here in the marshes like this. We came in by jeep. May I take your pulse, Miss Smith?
Yes.
That's a pretty good pulse. Let me see your eyes. Oh, look at that. You have a beautiful soul down there. It's in very good shape. Let me get my stethoscope and we'll make sure that the ticker is fine. Oh, I thought I heard something. Yes, there it is, right in the beats of the heart, right where it should be.
What?
Mercy. Always nice to hear in a human heart. That will keep you going when the chips are down.
You're a very unusual medical doctor.
That's good, because just now I'm examining a very unusual journalist. Do you feel ready to answer questions, Miss Smith?
Yes.
This isn't to trap you, Miss Smith, but to try to understand your mindset so that I can determine your competency.
All right.
We've established that you never visited the Met. How did you find out about the 25 bodies?
Dave Harless told me as he was burning my hand. He thought I knew.
And did you leak the news to the papers?
Yes.
What was your reason?
The police local to Royalty House were unwilling to consider that Royalty House may have had a role in the murders, and they and Jack Hylers were forcing Unit out. I knew all those children could not be local. I wanted to force the matter to the attention of other police forces. I had to get the public's attention, so I went to the tabloids.
You couldn't wait for Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart to make the decision to go public.
I'm sorry. Will I face charges?
No, not at all. Don't be afraid of such a good man as the Brigadier. He's very concerned about you. But I have to know how rational your decisions were.
I felt that my time was running out. I was certain that eventually I would do what Morales and Rogers had done. So I had to act quickly and keep things moving.
And you always suspected Dave Hylers?
Yes.
What prompted you to mail those books to your own people? Why hide your identity?
How did you know that was me?
Well, the note was faked. You misspelled easy words and spelled all the big words correctly. And the person who wrote the note knew who to send it to and who to ask for. It clearly was an inside job.
Thought I had to play both sides, I suppose, for as long as I could get the chocolate. I really needed the chocolates. Anyway, I thought I did.
Well, the tape recorder has been found, and when you're ready to testify, I think there are several police departments who will be very anxious to get your testimony. So you have to focus on getting better.
I want to. The cravings are less sharp now that 3 days have gone by. I just have these moments of despair. Am I normal? Am I healthy?
You're not only healthy, you're a humanitarian. Dave Hylers never figured that out. You sure showed him. You give every evidence of being a strong woman with a strong sense of empathy and morality. You have been emotionally battered. And just like any strong person who gets beaten up, you need some time to recover and adjust to all that's happened. But yes, you are healthy, and I admire you.
All right, here's tea. The doctor helped me early on when I was nearly insane from the craving, and they said I had to kill him. Miss Smith was never going to kill me. No amount of rewired chocolate would make her do that. We had to keep her going, though, while I pretended to be in hospital, so I planted a hypnotic suggestion in her mind to help her.
Well, you must be a crackerjack hypnotist.
Yes, I am. He helped me focus on the very next moment. That worked for a day or two. Just get to the next moment and not think of anything beyond that. It helped.
But you still ate the chocolates when you could get them.
I wanted them every moment. But when I couldn't get them, I was able to follow the plan I'd made for myself, to get the information about what had happened. But getting more chocolate was always in my mind. There was never a moment when I wasn't thinking of it. Here's your tea.
And who actually knew that you had not really been shot, Doctor?
Only the Brigadier and Sarah. Even Sergeant Benton thought I truly was in hospital, and the Brigadier trotted him over there to sit around and wait while I supposedly came out of surgery. We wanted to keep that illusion as solid as we possibly could to make sure that Dave Harlow stayed fooled.
But it was Sergeant Benton himself who came up with the idea of the mask. He and the Brigadier played that little story out in front of the listening device, and Dave Harlow actually became convinced by their ridiculous facade of some super-secret agent called the Mask.
Yes, but they only intended that as a way to distract Dave Hylers. Honestly, Sarah, you took a tremendous risk when you told him that the boxing champion of Ulster was actually the Mask in disguise.
I wish I'd been a fly on the wall when Dave Hylers grabbed that man's lower lip and pulled. From what I've been told, Ulster Jerry threw him right through the window.
It was two cases, really. The dopamine replacement chocolates were aimed at the well-to-do, the powerful, or anybody who posed a danger to Royalty House. That was how Hylers gained control over people. The predatory child killings were tied to the cult-like culture of Royalty House, some of the salesmen. It was a haven for such behavior.
But why did some people get addicted and others did not?
Chocolate, even ordinary gourmet chocolate, reaches the dopamine-producing center of the brain through several avenues or pathways. There's theobromine, phenethylamine, and other minute amounts of certain alkaloids that can excite dopamine production. These components have a synergetic effect. Hylers developed a method of time-releasing the natural components of chocolate, keeping the trace alkaloids intact once they pass through the stomach wall. It heightened the effect on the central nervous system considerably.
So why were some people unaffected?
Good digestion. The chocolates only worked in the way he wanted for those people who did not break them down effectively in digestion. It's the same distribution that applies now. Some people have no special affection for chocolate because they don't experience the lift it gives them. Their stomachs break it down too quickly for the alkaloids to pass through the stomach wall and affect their central nervous system.
I see. But for susceptible people, the chocolate eventually replaced dopamine production in the brain. Hence the dependency, just like cocaine.
More effective in that sense. The chocolate could shut down the brain's normal dopamine production very effectively. Dependency was severe.
What does dopamine do?
Its release is what signals pleasure, even the ability to relax.
To be comfortable with yourself, to feel at home, to feel loved.
And you really think I'm going to recover?
Yes.
Yes.
Your brain will resume normal dopamine production, Miss Smith. If you've been sleeping better, then that's one sign that your body is balancing itself again.
Yes, and we can help it along, aligning the energies and helping the mind to focus properly.
It usually takes about 3 weeks for the nervous system to get its engines going at full bore. You'll be better soon. I'll report that you're doing very well.
I'll see you out.
Oh, I'm fine. Stay here and enjoy your tea. I'll be back in a week to stay updated. I look forward to seeing you again, Miss Smith. Goodbye.
And Royalty House has been closed down. Jack Hylas and that sadistic son of his will be spending the rest of their days in prison, in a unit security facility. The world will not hear from them again.
I'm glad. They hurt a lot of people.
Yes, they hurt you. Look at my eyes, Sarah Jane. You have to struggle to the last degree of yourself to know what you are. Do you know? Do you understand now that you've fought a war with everything that was in you?
I don't know.
Then you will know. That invisible, relentless component in you fought almost to its own extinction over a worthy cause. You gained a knowledge that few people can grasp. Only the brave. Don't let it go. Cultivate it.
I guess I will recover.
Yes, you will. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to call you my friend.
But I've learned that the world is full of evil, Doctor.
I've learned that even though goodness and mercy come in frail casings, Sarah Jane, they are never frail. They will overcome the evil. They do.
The rendition of the theme is by Prydonian Renegade, and you can view his remixes of the Doctor Who theme at whomix.trileet.net.